For many travellers, a holiday in an over-the-water bungalow in Tahiti would be their idea of heaven. Earlier, our reporter Veronica Matheson caught up with Tourism Tahiti's Robert Thompson, who revealed that over-the-water bungalows were first erected in Tahiti 50 years ago.
Robert, what a wonderful job you have promoting Tahiti. I mean, some of the best islands in the world.
They are, and it is. It's a fantastic job.
Yes, now, my last memory of Tahiti was watching Tahitian TV. Tell me about that.
Yes, well, the glass floors in the overwater bungalows.
That's right.
Known as Tahitian TV. They are strategically placed under some massage tables in certain spas as well. So, although you only really watch them for a couple of minutes until you fall asleep.
I couldn't fall asleep. I was just so enamoured by them. I just wanted to keep on watching all those beautiful fish in the ocean below.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And many of them allow you to pull the glass tabletop aside and throw food in.
Yeah,
so
no.
You see a little bit more activity.
Yeah, that certainly is sort of, you know, an option. But tell me about the overwater villas, because, in fact, I always thought those bungalows, you know, they're all over the world, but I gather that Tahiti is the island that introduced them first for tourists.
Yes, well, actually, it was the island of Raiatea and Moree, which is one of our 118 islands. It was a few hoteliers back in 1967 called the Bali High Boys who created the first one. And, as you say now, they are all over the world, but for us, I guess it's become a quintessential part of the image of the islands of Tahiti.
Yeah, and so the Bali High Boys, presumably, what did they call their first hotel?
It was the Bali High Hotel.
Fancy that. That was very original. And now, as you say, there are how many? There must be dozens and dozens of over-the-water bungalows in Tahiti.
50 years on, there's just shy of 900, I believe, at last count.
Woo.
Across all of our islands.
That's a lot. So Tahiti has got so many islands. I mean, how many are there?
118 in total.
But a few of them are a little bit more popular than others, aren't they?
Definitely. Well, Bora Bora is synonymous with romance in the South Seas and has been for many years since the USGI has made it famous back in World War II.
Yeah.
But nowadays, more so Tahiti, Moorea, Tikihau, Whakarapa, there's a few that have been made famous by the hotels that are on them or experiences that they've had on them.
And I gather the Kardashians have even been to Tahiti to make it.
They have. to Bora Bora.
To Bora Bora.
We still have people requesting the bungalow that she lost the diamond earring off.
Oh, she lost a diamond earring. Did she ever recover it?
She did.
Okay. She seems to be a little bit jinxed with jewellery, doesn't she?
She does, unfortunately.
Wherever she goes, there's obviously someone has to keep an eye on what she's wearing.
Because she's posting it everywhere, I think. Perhaps.
Oh, yeah. That's life, isn't it, when you're...
Mm-hmm.
But can you go to Tahiti if you haven't got a lot of money?
Yeah, definitely. There's a multitude of options, actually. We have, obviously, the very high-end, super luxury five-star hotels, but there's hundreds and hundreds of B&Bs, which are called pensions, or in direct spelling would be pensions.
Yeah.
They are they range from anything, a couple of rooms in somebody's house, right through to a bungalow on the beach.
Going to Tahiti, I mean, is it getting to be more and more popular?
Definitely. I mean, our numbers are growing every year. We're still boutique as a destination.
Yeah.
Privacy has always been one of our higher selling points, and you know, the island of Bora Bora itself has less hotel rooms than some hotels themselves in other destinations. So while it is much more popular, it's still fairly low numbers when compared to other destinations around the world.
Yeah, but I think a former American president went there, Obama. Hasn't he had a visit there in recent times?
Yeah, he just spent an entire month there, in fact, at the Brando, which is the resort located on Marlon Brando's private island, or the Brando family's private island.
Yeah.
And then I believe he boarded a yacht and flew a few friends in to have a rather high-profile dinner.
That sounds terrific. So that Marlon Brando Island, can anybody go book in there?
Yeah, definitely. It's available to anyone that can afford to go. It does tend to be at the higher end of the spectrum in terms of budget, but as many people say, you get what you pay for, so it is an incredible experience.
Have you got any idea how much you would pay to go there?
I believe package per night you'd be looking at anywhere between 2,500 to 3,500 euros.
Yeah, so some people might just fly in for the one night just to say, I stayed there.
Possibly, yes.
What a waste when there's so much there's so much else to see there.
That is true.
Yeah. When travellers do go there, I mean, what do they all want to go and stay in an over-the-water bungalow? Are there other things that you can do?
Well, the vast majority do want to stay in an over-water bungalow. They've dreamt about it for years, and they'll use it as the opportunity to do it. In many cases, those that can't afford to do it for the entire time will move into an over-water bungalow for the last night or the last two nights to get the experience. But what you'll find with many of the properties is that as you go down in a room category from the over-water bungalow, they'll get bigger and compensate for not being over the water. So in some cases, the lead-in room, a garden bungalow, will have a completely enclosed garden and a little plunge pool, and in themselves are a little holiday destination. So whether you're doing the over-water or any of the other options, it does tend to be a wonderful experience.
And if you are going to Tahiti, what would you recommend people to do?
Oh, quite a few things. Gosh, if you're on the island of Tahiti, which you will have to be with international flight arrivals, you are required to do your first and last night in Tahiti. There is the roulottes, which is the food truck that all pull up at the wharf, and you've got anything from a local Chinese cookery through to Tahitian food and sashimi, or there's a Greek one, there's a couple of pizza ones and creperies. Must be experienced.
But it is fairly expensive, isn't it? I mean, even just food there is fairly expensive.
It can be if you're in the five-star hotel, which is the case anywhere. Some of the very high-end gourmet restaurants, definitely, but the food is incredible. Otherwise, if you're at the roulottes, you'd be spending probably $20 to $25 for dinner, so it's not out there.
No, and it's, I guess, what you'd pay anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And at the moment, there are some great airfares, aren't there, going to Tahiti from Melbourne?
There are. There's quite a few, actually. Air Tahiti Nui, our national carrier. I believe they're on airtahitinui.com.au. They have a number of airfares from Melbourne to Tahiti via Auckland, but they also have airfare specials through to other islands like Huhine, Raiatea.
That's it.
That was Robert Thompson, Tahiti Tourism's Director for Australia and New Zealand.